It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Iraq's government imposed an overnight curfew in Baghdad. The movement of people and vehicles will be banned tonight. No reason was given for this curfew, though the government is in the midst of a security crackdown.
The announcement comes at the same time of year that thousands of college students are finishing their final exams in Iraq. For many of those students, the hardest test was simply surviving the school year. NPR's Jamie Tarabay has this report from Baghdad.
Ammar Sadoun is sitting in the cafeteria at Baghdad's Technical College, cramming a hamburger into his mouth. He was up all night cramming for his exam, sitting on the roof trying to stay cool in Baghdad's heat, and trying to stay focused with the threat of danger always close.
Yesterday, I was on the roof from 8 p.m. until 1 a.m. I was studying by the light of a lantern. Next to me was my gun.
The exam was for his engineering degree. He says the questions were easy, which was lucky for him, since he couldn't study too long because of the constant cuts in electricity.
The national power comes every 3 days, for 3 days. During the 3 days it comes, we get an hour of power every 4 hours. It's a nice timetable.
Timetables have become a thing of the past for most of Baghdad's college students. Sadoun had trouble even getting to class from his neighborhood, the troubled district of Dora. It's a place that's become so dangerous, the university school bus driver refuses to make the rounds there anymore.
He told me that when I enter your neighborhood and gunmen see girls on the bus, they'll kill me. He also told me they threaten him because he has girls on the bus who don't cover their hair. Even if the girls start wearing veils, they're threatened to kill him if they see boys and girls on the same bus.
Students and their professors have repeatedly been the targets of harassment and violence by Islamic fundamentalists who oppose men and women mixing together. In March last year, Shiite militiamen attacked university students picnicking in the southern province of Basra. They beat the men and the women who moments earlier had been singing and dancing in a city park. Sadoun says he's even stopped wearing the school uniform of grey trousers and a white shirt because he thinks students are being targeted by fundamentalists, and he conceals his books in a plastic bag when he's not on campus. He's applied to stay in the dorm for the next term, since the commute from his home is so dangerous. Sitting with friends and trying to laugh at their jokes is Mariam Ahmed, a 20-year-old engineering student. She's in mourning, dressed entirely in black. Two of her brothers were killed 2 months ago.
Initially, I thought of postponing the year because my two brothers were killed. It is not easy. But later, my friends helped me come back to class. I can barely sit for the exam, barely come to the university, and then go back home. The situation is really very hard.
Her brothers were pulled off a main road as they walked to the spare parts company where they worked. They were missing for days. Eventually, their bodies turned up at the morgue.
I don't know if I'll be able to finish college. It depends on the situation. It gets worse day after day. Nothing is getting better. I don't know what will happen next year, because I myself don't know whether I'm going to live through tomorrow or not. I have no idea.
Her friends try to tease her out of her mood, joking that they will all fail their exams. They complain about having to study by candlelight, and the stifling heat makes it even harder to concentrate. Mariam finally lets out a giggle.
I fan myself while I'm studying, and the candles blow out. And then I light it again, and then I fan myself, and it goes out again. I can hardly understand what I'm reading because the candle keeps blowing out.
Standing in a classroom watching the students through a window is Nagam Youssef. She teaches draftsmanship and architectural engineering. She shows off some of her students' drawings and is proud that they've managed to work in spite of the instability. Still, some have stopped coming to class because of it.
The student cannot concentrate on his studies. He's not thinking about his studies. He's thinking of his parents, the situation, the constant violence, the threat of kidnapping, the lack of electricity.
Teachers are also in the line of fire. More than 100 professors, lecturers, doctors and college deans have been killed since the US-led invasion. Nagam Youssef knows she's a target.
I am afraid. I'm terrified. But we say this is our fate and life must go on. Because if we don't come to the university, then how will we live? Sitting at home and keeping the door closed will save us from death? But what about our jobs, our children and their education?
A Christian, Naram Yusuf says she's now considering buying a headscarf to wear on her way to college to escape harassment. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.
NPR reporter Farah Al-Kassab also contributed to this report.